Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Good morning, good day, good afternoon. I pray that you are doing fantastic, or as we can say, you're doing your best. I hope you're still in faith. My name is Joy Dabo, and I am your host here on Voice Imprint. I want to welcome, for those who are here for the first time, welcome. I want to welcome our every week members and say thank you to you who are here every single week and sharing this message here on Voice Imprint. I'm excited, and also I am just thankful. I woke up this morning and I was ready to go, ready to have led prayer and meditation this morning, and it was refreshing. It was amazing. Only to go through the day, right? I went through the day in this experience of, okay, God, in the morning I had a great time in your presence. Why am I feeling this way? I don't know, some of you may kind of relate to that of waking up in the morning, spending time with the Father, and there with the Father, you just felt revived, renewed, hope. You receive hope. You receive that transformational power. But and then to go through the day, it seems like, man, where did this wind come from? Or maybe, How did I quickly lose it? How did I quickly let it go? No, it is not that you didn't go a little quickly. It's just one of those winds, right? To see how long you can maintain that experience in the presence of God, how long you can hold on to it. So today I decided in this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. And that thing different we're going to do is we're going to pray. And our prayer is going to be focused on Isaiah 26. I want you to sit and relax, and we're going to pray, right? James 5 says this: the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Where two or more are gathered, Jesus said, there he will be. Whatever situation that you may be going through, you just heard a bad news, you are in faith. We've been talking about the faith a lot this past few weeks, and I believe it has encouraged you in faith and to remain and to keep going. So now we're going to pray. We're going to pray and ask God about this faith that we've been praying about, we've been talking about, and we're going to ask for peace. We're going to ask for strength. So if this prayer is for you, or you know somebody that this prayer is going to touch and is going to help them, please share as well. And I want to welcome each and every one of you who's here for the first time. Welcome. And I see we're going to do the welcome praise, the welcome dance on Friday or next episode, because I see you out there. You're sharing, you're inviting. So thank you so very much for all of you that are here. Let's pray and let's connect our scripture. We're going to get started. All right. Thank you. The Lord says in Isaiah 26, "Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal." My Lord and my God, we humbly come before your throne of grace as that nation that you have commanded to go through this gate, the gate that brings us before you, my God, the gates that take us, Father God, closer to you and give us peace. My Father, for this person that is praying this prayer with me, my Lord, their faith has been tested. Their faith has been wavering. My God, they've been even asking at some point, what is the purpose of faith? Why faith? Why should they even continue believing? My Lord and my God, for this person who's praying with me right now, my God, it's not about faith. It's about their health. My God, they've gone through so much hospital, so much doctor visit, and they seem to not find the problem. For this other person, my God, praying with me, my God, is their marriage. My Lord, their marriage seems to not ever find peace, my God. They've tried their best. They've looked into counseling. My Father, even their family is breaking apart right now. Children don't want to do anything with their faith. The husband, my God, don't want to hear it anymore, my Lord. And this person, my God, maybe it's their wife, my Lord. They still love them. But my God, because of their mental, their health, in their mind, Lord, their spouse cannot understand them, Lord. They want to do their best. Maybe this person, my God, is their child. Their child, my God, is constantly in the hospital with asthma attack, with surgeries, problems in school. My God, there's something that's taking away the peace in the heart of this person. Their finances, my God, seem unstable. They try their best. They tithe, my God, taking their tithe at your house, my God. And yet, my Lord, there's no peace in their finances. So we are here, my God, everyone, with the situation that I don't even know how to name or how to speak about. Maybe, God, this person that is part of this prayer, my God, is in the country where there's constantly war. There is war every day, my God. Conflict in the home, conflict around in the community, my Lord. And here, my God, your people, here each and every person, my Father, who's here with me, my God, praying this prayer, asking, my God, is this, my Lord, your way, my God, for their lives? You say, open the gates that the nation, that the righteous nation may enter. The nation that keeps faith. My Lord, this person has been keeping their faith, my God. Oh, hallelujah, God. May they enter now this gate of peace. May they pass through, my God, this gate of peace that you, my Father, you say, come to me, you who are weary, and I'll give you rest. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give. May your peace that surpass all understanding guard our heart and our mind. You say, my Father, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind stayed on you, whose mind continue to be on you, whose mind, oh my Lord, stays on you, is fixed on you. So help us today, my God. Help this person praying this prayer, my Lord, to keep their mind on you. My Lord, give them strength to stay on you, to stay connected to the faith, my Lord. Keep their mind. Help them, my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for their mind to stay on you, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the temptation comes, my Lord, my Father, may that peace, may their mind seek you. May their mind, my God, continue to search for you. My Lord, when faith began to waver, when faith began to crumble, my Lord, still give us the strength to keep our mind on you. To keep our mind on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, holy God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. For your word says you will keep in perfect peace. May this perfect peace enter this person's mind. May your perfect peace enter this person's heart. And may you heal. My Lord, may they receive the hope of salvation. That, my God, you're not just working it out. But Lord, soon the answer shall arrive at their doorpost. So give us the strength, Lord. Give us strength to persevere. Give them strength, my Lord, to endure. Give them strength, my God, to overcome. And may give them, Lord God, till they can testify of your goodness. Till they can testify and stand on the rock, the eternal rock. Oh, yes, my Lord. Hallelujah, God. We give you thanks and we give you praise. For you alone, my God, the rock of our salvation, can turn it around. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for the praise that arises in this person's heart. Thank you, my God, hallelujah, for the healing. Thank you, my God, for the financial, my God, abundance, hallelujah, for the promotion, my God, hallelujah, my God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, for forgiving us, my Lord, of our wrong, for forgiving us, my God, for the thoughts that we have had that quenched, that killed the spirit. Now, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, may this person rise from the place of rejection, from the place of hurt, from the place of unforgiveness, may they arise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear friend, I pray that you receive the prayer and that we hear your testimony. May you still in faith continue to believe and trust in God. He will show you the way. We can't wait to hear your testimony and hear what the Lord has done for you. We can sing together the beautiful song of Nathaniel Basil. See what the Lord has done. May you sing the song in the near future about what the Lord has done through the prayer. Encourage others, stay connected, and remember, God is with you. Stay blessed.